Boots on the ground. On February 26, at a gathering of European leaders in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron said that sending troops from Western countries into Ukraine is not ruled out in the future. Macron's comments came after some debate whether Europe and the United States should involve themselves further in the war that has been going on for 2 years now. The Kremlin quickly responded, saying, "If Macron's views reflect the West's thinking, then war with the United States and the West is inevitable." A day later, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg didn't actually deny Macron's claim. Instead, he only said there are currently no plans for boots on the ground in Ukraine. CIA's secret bases in Ukraine. On February 25, The New York Times published an explosive and belated full admission that U.S. intelligence has not only been instrumental in Ukraine wartime decision-making but has established and financed high-tech command and control spy centers around that country. Among the biggest revelations in the article is that the program was actually established a decade ago and spans three different American presidents. The Times reported the CIA constructed a network of 12 secret bases along the Russian border. Today, these intelligence bases monitor Russian communications and are being used to launch and track cross-border drone and missile attacks on Russian territory. Target Trump. Breitbart News says its reporters spoke with anonymous officials in the office of Fulton County, GA. District Attorney Fannie Willis, who claim a top assistant prosecutor was placed there by Democrats in order to specifically target former President Donald Trump. The supposed Democrat operative was identified as Deputy District Attorney Jeff DeSantis, who has deep ties to Georgia's Democrat establishment and has worked with Democrats all around the country. "He is the one pulling all the strings," said the source. Zelensky lies again. In an interview with the New York Times, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed on February 26 that his country has only lost 31,000 troops since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. No one actually believes this obvious lie. According to multiple reports, Ukraine has lost anywhere from 100,000 young men to as many as 250,000. As of today, the average age of a Ukrainian soldier fighting in the war is now 50 years old. Ukrainian leaders have been looking to expand the draft and will be calling up previously wounded soldiers to fight Russia, because their forces are so depleted. If people really understood what the costs have been of continuing this war, this raises some really uncomfortable questions for continued support, said one U.S. commentator. Natural causes? Ukrainian daily newspaper The Kyiv Post reported February 26 that Kirilo Budanov, chief of the main Directorate of Intelligence of Ukraine's Ministry of Defense, said that Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny died of a blood clot. "I may disappoint you, but as far as we know, he indeed died as a result of a blood clot," Budanov told journalists. "This wasn't sourced from the internet, but, unfortunately, it was natural causes." Balanced budget in Argentina. It took newly elected Argentine President Javier Milei 9.5 weeks to balance the budget and create a surplus. In January, the Argentine government saw its first monthly budget surplus in nearly 12 years, as Milei continued to push for strong spending cuts. January was the first full month in office for Milei, a conservative who took office in December. Getting expensive. Yemeni Houthis recently shot down an American MQ-9 Reaper drone, worth around $50 million, while it was flying near Yemen. It's the second drone that has been downed by the Houthis in the past few months. The U.S. Navy has been operating in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen because the Houthi militias have been firing missiles at cargo ships in an effort to stop global trade. The Houthis say the attacks are in response to Israel's continued bombing of Gaza. The Houthis say they will continue to target cargo ships in the Red Sea as long as Israel attacks the Palestinians. 120 seconds inside the Capitol. On February 20, Texas native Nathan Mackey was arrested along with his brother, Brandon Mackey, and their friend, Daniel Hatcher of Arkansas, by FBI agents. According to reports, the three are accused of spending about 2 minutes inside the Capitol building during the protest there on January 6, 2021. They have been charged with four federal crimes, entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building or grounds, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. A former neighbor of Brandon Mackey's, when he lived in Colorado, identified the three men in photographs that had been taken inside and outside the Capitol building and called an FBI office to report them. The three men are looking at possible jail time for spending 120 seconds inside the Capitol. Atrocity propaganda debunked. Following Hamas's assault on southern Israel on October 7, the Israelis have claimed that Hamas fighters carried out mass rapes against Israeli women but have provided no evidence other than testimony by military and health officials that these took place. So far, no actual Israeli victims have come forward. On the Palestinian side, according to CNN, UN investigators have spoken to Palestinian women and girls who say they were sexually assaulted by Israeli soldiers while being held in military prisons. "We are particularly distressed by reports that Palestinian women and girls in detention were stripped naked and searched by male Israeli army officers," the UN human rights expert said. At least two female Palestinian detainees were reportedly raped, while others were reportedly threatened with rape and sexual violence, reported the experts. Massive Chinese hacking. A trove of leaked documents from a Chinese state-linked hacking group shows that Beijing's intelligence and military groups are attempting large-scale, systematic cyber intrusions against foreign governments, companies, and infrastructure, with hackers of one company claiming to be able to target users of Microsoft, Apple, and Google, reported the Washington Post on February 22. The document dump contained more than 570 files, images, and chat logs and offers an unprecedented look inside the operations of one of the firms that Chinese government agencies hire for illegal mass data collecting operations and spying. No racial bias. In 2016, Harvard economics professor Roland Fryer, a black man, published a study that found there has been no racial bias in the use of force by police in the United States. During a conversation with reporters recently, Fryer elaborated on his findings, saying his research found that blacks are 21% more likely than whites to be involved in an interaction with police in which at least a weapon is drawn, but that blacks are 23.5% less likely to be shot at by police than whites. In addition, Hispanics were 8.5% less likely to be shot at by police compared to whites. After Fryer released his findings to the public in 2016, he said he needed police protection because of credible threats from radical leftists. Brain chip. On February 22, billionaire tech entrepreneur Elon Musk revealed the first human patient implanted with a brain chip from his company Neuralink has made a full recovery and can control a computer mouse around the screen just by thinking. He added the patient has not suffered any ill effects from the brain implant.